From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama and Gulf state leaders are meeting in Riyadh on ways they can work more closely to help stabilize a conflict-ridden Middle East region. It comes despite differences on the best way forward. President Obama and the six members of the Gulf Cooperation Council opened the one-day summit Thursday with a session focusing on the political chaos and fighting in Syria, Yemen, Iraq, and Libya. The U.S. is pressing for a greater focus on political solutions and less on sectarian fighting. However, some Gulf states, such as Saudi Arabia, view sectarian violence as a top security threat. Ethiopia said Wednesday its army crossed the South Sudanese border in search of suspects holding more than 100 children. The abductors are believed to be rural tribesmen who attacked Ethiopian villages last week, killing more than 200 people and stole hundreds of heads of cattle. The Islamist movement Hamas on Thursday praised a young Palestinian it says was a member who carried out a Jerusalem bus bombing early this week that wounded 20 people. The 19-year-old died on Wednesday, 2 days after an explosive device blew up a bus in southern Jerusalem and sparked a fire. Officials are investigating after Mitsubishi Motors Corporation. The company said that it had found employees manipulated fuel efficiency data for more than 600,000 light vehicles that it manufactured. Local media reports showed investigators from the Ministry of Land, Infrastructure, Transport, and Tourism entering the offices of the company's assembly plant in Japan Thursday. VOA News. Embattled German auto giant Volkswagen looks to have struck a deal with U.S. authority over compensation for car owners in its massive engine rigging scandal. That comes from a newspaper report Thursday that sent VW shares soaring on the Frankfurt Stock Exchange. The German daily Die Welt reported that VW had agreed to pay 5,000 euros to each owner in the U.S. of a car fitted with the suspect software that skews the emissions of its diesel engine. On top of this, VW would also pay for refitting each engine, according to the newspaper. The United Nations Wednesday said the delayed peace talks between the warring factions in Yemen will get underway Thursday in Kuwait. It comes after rebel Houthis agreed to join with assurances that government forces would respect a ceasefire. Stefan Jark is a UN spokesman.
The delegations will focus on the implementation of Security Council Resolution 2216. They're expected to develop a framework that paves the way for a peaceful and orderly process based on the Gulf Cooperation Council initiative and the outcomes of the National Dialogue Conference.
You can read more details on those peace talks at voanews.com. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said Thursday that efforts to stem the tide of migrants seeking the shores of Europe are working. He spoke at a press conference with the Turkish Foreign Affairs Minister in Ankara. He said that the collective effort is making a difference and that the number of migrants crossing the Aegean Sea is significantly down. However, the development comes as a UN refugee agency confirmed reports that up to 500 people may have lost their lives when an overcrowded boat capsized and sank early this month in the Mediterranean Sea between Libya and Italy. William Spindler is a UNHCR spokesman.
They were being transferred by the smugglers who were in command of their boat to a larger vessel that was already carrying hundreds of people. And while they were doing this in the middle of the sea at night, the bigger vessel went down.
The incident is to have occurred on April 8th. The Olympic flame was lit Thursday in an ancient temple in one country in crisis and solemnly sent off, carrying international hopes that Brazil's political paralysis will not taint the Rio Games that's to start in less than 100 days. As a flame was kindled in the 2,600-year-old Temple of Hera in ancient Olympia, the International Olympic Committee president Thomas Bach and Rio organizers sought to rally support for their cause. More details on this and more at voanews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.